Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Hedrington.
My next question might seem like parsing words a little bit, but to the average person, it might seem like parsing words, but you might know a little bit more specifically what I'm talking about. This permit, now, it was not resubmitted, it was amended. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're actually right on the money. So there are distinctions between how you apply for permits. So you'd explain that maybe for some of the listeners, but really what it boils down to is that you make your initial application, you submit that documentation, and then if you were to somehow withdraw that request and then, say, resubmit it a year later, it's considered a new application. What we did was something that I would consider to be a little bit unique. So I'm going to go into this in a little bit of detail, and you cut me off if you think that's appropriate, because I'm fine with that. So the basics is we submitted our original application back in October, and through the going through the design process and going through finalizing components and things like that, some of the design engineers found some components that they felt if they modified the design that they could reduce emissions even more. Now remember, that first application was submitted with our expected emissions being less than the allowable threshold for emissions in that area. So we thought we were in a great position as it was for the original application. Well, when the Meridian leadership team was approached with that information that, hey, by the way, we could switch out some components and make this even better, the decision was made, do it. We want it better. We want even less emissions if we have to. So what we did in April or early April, we submitted an amendment. So what we did is we went in there and said, okay, same location, same project, same, you know, basic stuff, but we're switching out some of the components. So we made an amendment to our application and submitted that document, that series of documents. And then, so that's what's being thoroughly reviewed right now.
Water permit. I know we spoke last time about some water permits, and I'm not sure if I haven't read anything that has been approved yet, but maybe you might know. What's the status of the water permit out there in the Davis refinery?
I definitely do know the existing status. We stay on top of all of these almost daily. We're monitoring the progress, understanding where we are, and that way we're in a situation where we can respond to questions or comments or anything like that. So the basics on the water appropriation permit was I spoke with the director of the water appropriation division last week, and the draft permit, we're expecting that sometime around the first week in June. So we're moving along very well on that one as well.
Dan Hedrington with SEH, and we're talking about the Davis Refinery being put out by the Meridian Energy Group event in Bellfield, kind of a public Q&A. Do you know much about that Q&A? Do you got any comments on it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I attended it, and it was to be honest with you, Jason, it was a lot of fun. We were very pleased with the amount of attendees that we came to the event. It was put on by the local community, so City of Bellfield put it on. They wanted to make sure all of their citizens and surrounding area people, were all invited, that they were as informed as they could be, and we were pleased that they asked. And so we went to the event. It was held at the local theater. And it was a great venue for the location. You could see every one of the people that were asking questions. We were down in front, so, they're kind of in that elevated seating, so we could see each one, and they could see us, and they could hear us real well. We had a great event. The locals that were there, the vast majority were very, very, very supportive. Even, what was surprising to me, we had a series of questions, and some of the tougher questions even came from the supporters. Wanted to make sure that, they support this project, but hey, you're paying attention to these environmental concerns, aren't you? And yes, we are, and we're making sure we talked about water, we talked about jobs, we talked about the quality of the workforce that we will have at the facility. So yeah, it was a great event. It went very, very well.
How do you think Meridian did answering the questions from the locals? I've talked to the CEO, William Prentice, several times, and he's mentioned how Meridian is making a concentrated effort to be more engaged with the community. Just based on be a fly on the wall for me for a second, how did they do answering some of the questions? Did the people seem satisfied? Did they seem like they had more questions afterwards?
They actually seemed very satisfied. And afterwards, we kind of had a, I don't want to call it a reception afterwards, but, you know, people kind of meander around. They come up and ask questions and, you know, additional stuff when it's kind of one-on-one. And it was very, very positive. So people, I think, were very satisfied with what was going on. So Meridian sent in, I think there were six of us. So six of us, all from different disciplines or different portions of the project. So we had people there that were, you know, specifically, you know, head of operations. We had people there that were, you know, talking about, you know, the crude, securing the crude, and then the offloading of refined products. We were able to answer about any question, actually I would say any question that was asked of us. We had the people who were in the know on that topic. So Meridian goes all out on these, and they put in, they don't just, you know, say, okay, let's just send one person and try our best. They say, no, let's send out the team. Let's make sure that everybody's there and everybody can answer the questions as they arise. So it went very, very well. I think Meridian is responding you know, in an outstanding manner. And I think the locals are appreciative of it. And they showed that by just, to be honest, the round of applause that we received at the completion of it. It was very supportive and very enthusiastic, and we're proud to be a part of it. It keeps us, you know, highly motivated when you know all the locals are very enthusiastic about our project as well.
A lot of people in Western North Dakota are very protective of Theodore Roosevelt National Park. You guys have gone to some pretty amazing lengths in order to satisfy and ensure that this is not going to be problematic. This is not going to be an eyesore and those types of things. What type of, you know, I guess, satisfaction is being done for the locals when it comes to the visibility? I know you've done the kite test, but did that come up? And is there anything more that is being done to kind of satisfy the hesitation when it comes to Theodore Roosevelt National Park?
So, yeah, and actually, so you made a good point. From the beginning, we were directed by the leadership team, specifically William Prentice, like you had mentioned him earlier, the CEO of the company. His major concerns are making sure that we're taking all of these impacts to locals, impacts to the park, we're taking all of those issues very, very seriously, top priority kind of stuff. So the original siting of the facility, remember, we have access to a fair amount of property out there, especially with the support of the local ranchers that we have. That site was picked specifically because we knew then, when we started doing our initial modeling just of the visual impacts of the facility, that if we put it in that location, we lowered it down, it would be lower than the horizon line. It was so.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hendrington from SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street, 'cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.